Oh my God. So let's go ahead. Let's just talk about it. Let's just bring it up. You're a black kid living in the inner city, and you actually like rock. How many of y'all feel my goddamn pain when I say you have to hide? You have to hide this about yourself. When I was young, when I was in elementary and I was in Texas, I had to hide a new kind of music that I had got into. I had to hide it from everybody. I hid it from, my niece and nephews, because I figured like they was gonna make fun of me. I went to my grandmother's every summer, hung out with my niece and nephews, because we were all like around the same age and everything. So I used to go up there every summer, and I got picked on, saying shit. I even got picked on my own goddamn family. I was a little fucking nerd, so I didn't mature yet until like I had got into like middle school, like later in middle school. That's when I really matured. But when I was little, I really, as a young black kid, I had to hide what kind of fucking music I was into. Like, I was into hip hop. My musical history when I was young, my dad only let me listen to gospel when I was growing up. Like, when I was little, when I was really little, I was only allowed to listen to gospel. And there's nothing wrong with that. I love gospel music. It was dope. It all, and there's still so many, saying so many great songs that I love. And I always will love them. But gospel was that, it was the only thing I was allowed to listen to at first. And then progressively, like as I got older, it moved into R&B, like old school R&B. Then a little bit more contemporary, because like Christians, man, especially when you're a Southern Baptist, that set, boy, it's so hypocritical, because like, depending on what kind of like church environment you have, that's what really is the difference maker. But like, I had to, I progressed so much in like different styles of music over the years. Like, I'm an adult now, and I listen to like a little bit of everything. Like, the least favorite is country, but it all started with gospel, and then it moved on to old school R&B. Then we had our, the contemporary R&B, and then, it progressed from there too. Saying started listening to hip hop, and everything. And I love hip hop, man. Like, I was born in '87, so I got to enjoy the '90s as a kid. And it was the shit. Hip hop and music in general in the '90s was, it was great. You already had the 80s, and then you went right into the 90s, and it was still good. It's just like, for rap, like how it started and then like how it progressed, you had the gangster rap phase and shit just took off. But like, when I was little and still listening to music and still like finding out what I liked, I actually really ended up getting into rock at a really young age, and I had to hide it just because I was black. Like, my friends that I went to school with, if I had told these motherfuckers that I was in the Red Hot Chili Peppers, they would have looked at me like, "You into that white boy shit? Man, what the hell wrong with you, man? What you doing listening to that shit? You like that shit?" And it's crazy, because motherfuckers really did act like that. And like, I seen other kids that they told everybody else what they was into, and they got picked on mercifully, like relentlessly picked on just because you liked another style of music. And when I got older, I met a friend, I met a new friend, and we were talking about this specific, situation, and we're both black, and we had to hide what kind of music like we really ended up getting into. Like, the more I had to hide listening to rock, the more I actually had got into it when I got older. When I got into high school, when I got into like high school, my best friend that I met out here in Maryland, ended up, you know, being the reason why, like, I ended up loving rock so much, because we would take these trips to Philly and just drive around places. And, you know, whenever we drove around, like, we had the, you know, the CDs. And my boy had a whole CD collection, and he still does today. And he'd be like, you know, saying, I was always a passenger, so he'd be like, hey, pick something. So, you know, we got all kinds of shit that we listened to. It wasn't always just rock, but just for this specific, you know, just talking about this, like, you know, it would be Black Sabbath, you know, some solo Ozzy, some Daft Punk, even though that's not rock, that's going into a whole new thing, but it was so many different things that we would listen to. And like, just the more I would listen to, the more I would catch new bands and stuff by, like, you know, talking to them and stuff like that. You know, I'm just adding more to my collection, and still thinking, if I had to move back home to Houston, I would have been right back where I was at when I first started getting into rock. Because I can remember to this day the first song that really, really, like, gravitated me in was Red Hot Chili Peppers' Californication. Something about Red Hot Chili Peppers' Californication, something about that song, it was everything. Like, just all the different sounds. I've always just loved rock. And growing up as a young black kid, there was so much music I couldn't talk to other people about because they were black and they didn't listen to that shit. Like, motherfuckers was not listening to that. Like, some of the kids that I hung out with, or like I knew, like some of the popular black kids in my old school, that, no, like, rock never was a thing that anybody ever asked for on the radio. They was like, hey, what do you guys want to listen to on the radio station? No one ever said the rock station. Everybody, it was always 979 The Box. That was our radio station back in Houston. Like, 979 The Box. I'm actually surprised I actually even still remember that. Because a while back, I actually couldn't even remember that damn radio station. But like, that was it. I had, you know, saying, had my hip hop all day and slow jams at night. And it's just, it's crazy, like, how you had to, like, just to hide that. But like, when I was talking to this friend of mine, and we're both just going back and forth, just talking about, like, how we really had to hide. Like, you know, I could be listening to music, like, now, at work. I used to listen to, like, when I work nights, I used to always have my rock on. You know, I used to have my rock and a little bit of everything, but it was easier to play rock because I didn't have to worry so much about the cuss words. I didn't have to worry about a nigga being saying like 1,000 fucking times in a goddamn song. And I can play the explicit version and it's not even a big deal. Like, the, you know, saying it wasn't, you know, too crazy, and I can play my music out loud, and I'll be playing my music, and, you know, saying, people be passing by, be like, hey, I like that song. And then it's really weird because a lot of black people, we do this shit and we don't necessarily mean to. It's just in our nature. It's I don't know, it's weird. Some of us do this, some of us don't. But you'll be listening to some music and it is not the normal type of music that black people listen to. And a whole group of black people will pass by. And I shit you not, if I saw them before they were coming past me, something told me in my head, go to my phone and switch it to some hip hop real quick. And here they come by, and I'm sitting here acting like I've been listening to rap the whole time. And as soon as they like pass, I'll go right back to rock. And I'm just like, why the hell am I doing this to myself? And me and my friend, you know, saying, and me and this friend, we talked about this, and they told me the exact same thing. They were like, yo, I was so ashamed of being able to listen to like other styles of music, because like literally my black friends and family members would have made fun of me just because I was listening to something that wasn't like necessarily the norm. And it's kind of sad because it's still like that today. Like, I know a guy, like, I know this one guy that's, you know, that's black too. And he knows I like that I like rock, and I go to rock concerts with my friends and shit. And I would tell him like, "Yo, you want to come with us?" And he's like, "I don't listen to that shit." And I'm just laughing because I'm just like, it's sad now. Like now it's sad. If I see that you are someone that doesn't open up your like, you don't expand your mind, saying with the, with music. If you say you love music, but you only like a certain little style of music, and you don't have like this wide range. I kind of laugh at people like that now because you're limiting yourself so much. It's like, why don't you listen to rock? Like, there's so many different types. There's so many different styles of music that's out there now. There's something out there for everybody, and it's crazy. Like, dude just told me straight up. He was like, I don't listen to that shit, and just started laughing. Then I said, all right, to each his own. And, he still was like, kind of like, pushing out some jokes, like, man, yeah, like, I don't understand, like, and his friend is white, and, he listens, saying they hang out all the time, and he knows that, he goes to concerts and shit, and it's like, it's not just a white people thing, man. Like, it's an everybody thing. Like, music is, it's for everybody. It's not just for, we don't have to separate our music. We can all enjoy it. But it's crazy, that was like, that was something. And it's funny because like there was a post a couple of years back on Facebook, and somebody put on there like this exact thing that I'm talking about. It was like, how many of y'all also had to hide all the music you liked just because you was black and you knew the whole squad? The whole squad would have just went ham. They would have just went in on us. They were like, ah, you listening to that white boy shit? And it's like, damn, man. And like now, it's just like now you've grown an adult now, and you're listening to what you want to listen to. And there's stuff that I listen to now that I should have been listening to back when I was a child. Honestly, the fact that I'm 32 years old and I think I didn't start listening to Pink Floyd until I was like 26, 27, that's a fucking travesty. I should have always been listening to Pink Floyd. Fucking music is amazing. Fucking Led Zeppelin. There's no reason why I should have been damn near 30 and finally listening to Led Zeppelin at like 20, at 25. Like, the hell is wrong? Like, seriously, what the fuck is wrong with me? Saying that I limited myself of so many different like bands, so many styles of music, and it was only just because I didn't want to be get embarrassed and get picked on, and that's exactly what would have happened. I mean, they would have ripped me apart. Growing up back in the inner city, they would have ripped me apart for listening to that shit. I would have gotten bullied like there was no tomorrow. And no kid should be bullied for the, style of music that they listen to. But it's, believe it or not, if you are black and you live in an all black and Latino neighborhood or just an all black neighborhood, it's rough. And if you are like somebody that, that lives in those areas and you do like, different styles of music. Hey, only thing I can tell you is embrace that shit, listen to it, and don't give a fuck about what nobody else got to say. Because when it comes to music, I don't listen to music because of everybody else. I don't listen to music for anybody but me. Because everybody's got an opinion on everything. And it's okay for everybody to have an opinion. That is our right to have an opinion. But an opinion is just that. It's just an opinion, not a fact. Listen to whatever the fuck you want to listen to. And I definitely say that to the young black kids, that if you like rock, then rock the fuck out and listen to that shit. Because I want to see some young black kids, saying starting rock bands. I want to see that shit on TV. Like, I want to see like a full black metal band like I want to see a black metal, a death, you know, saying a death metal band, but they're like every, like all of them is black. I want to see some punk rock bands, you know, saying all black. And I know we doing that shit with like the Afro punk shit, and I think that shit is so dope. Cause when I was a kid, like in my environment where I was growing up, it was not like necessarily acceptable, and it wasn't until like I moved out to Maryland. And, you know, went to the high school, went to middle school, went to high school, that I was like, yo, this is some stuff I can get into. This is dope. I'm with this. It's crazy. So we continuing on this topic here of being black and liking music other, you know, saying than traditionally R&B and hip hop. It's tough in these streets, man. The judgment sometimes that you'll get is brutal. Like I said earlier, growing up it was rough. Like it was kind of rough only because like when you really like think about it, you're hiding a big part of yourself when you do this. So like the only thing I really want to like get out there is that if you are a black kid or a black, you know, saying grown up, you have been hiding, you know, saying music that you love to listen to just because of, you know, like who's around you and because of what they may say. You got to get past that and you got to just start doing you. I'm not going to lie. When I recorded the first part of this episode, at that time, really, I was still kind of, you know, saying also getting into a little bit of country. And a lot of the country music really that I have started like listening to, especially over the last 2 years, mostly because of my fiance is mostly... It's not traditional country. Like a lot of this country, a lot of the music that I was listening to and some artists that I like, you can hear it in the music. You can hear that they add a little bit of the twang while also they got beat machines. You know what I mean? Like it's a huge difference. That's a huge shakeup from traditional country, like, you know, Dolly Parton, you know, Kenny Rogers, stuff like that. So if you are black and you're, you know, saying you're young, adolescent, you're an adult, do you and listen to whatever it is that, you know, that helps you, that makes you laugh, makes you smile, you know, if it makes you cry, whatever it is, listen to what you want to listen to. Cause some people really won't even understand that. Yeah, there's a lot of us that didn't listen to a lot of different music just because of the specific people that was around, because of what they may have said, made fun of us. Like, I'm not going to lie, where I grew up originally, you know, like where I grew up first in Texas, you know, going to an, you know, all black and brown school. Yeah, no. You didn't. It's bad enough that I barely even remember seeing any other black kids growing up listening to, you know, saying listening to rock, like especially for me where I was at. Not, you know, this isn't for like everybody else, like I'm just saying specifically where I was as a kid. Yeah, it wasn't really something that was, you know, that really was done. Like a lot of people, a lot of the kids that I knew, everybody, we all pretty much all listened to the same music. And I seen a lot of that when I came up here, but like it was a lot different because all the kids out here were listening to everything. And it was more white kids out here that were none, really. I think that was like maybe two white kids that I remember when I was in elementary. I want to say it was a brother and a sister. And that was pretty much it, I think. And then if I really want to go far back, my neighborhood, I think we had one white family that was out there, and then they left And I think we didn't get another white family for like a long time. And then finally there was like one family in the neighborhood. It's crazy. And you know what? I didn't grow up in a really bad neighborhood, honestly. Not really a big thing. And so adding on to that, let me pause this right here. All right, sorry about that. So, like I was saying, it just really did suck, honestly. I mean, that was a large part of my youth. That for a while there was a lot of music that I missed out on, like especially like while it was, at the time, like the early 2000s were really great. As far as like, a lot of music was still, a lot of good music came out in the early 2000s. I can't even lie and say that, there wasn't good music. I think like now it's a little rough because it's slim pickings a little bit here and there, and then you got like the underground is back again, I guess you could say. Guys that are, bands that are not like necessarily like really big, and different artists and stuff like that. So everybody's always trying to go for the new trendy thing like now. But when I was growing up, it just really sucked because really like me and other people, I'm not gonna say that it's everyone else's fault. It's ours, all of us. If you are listening to this and you're hearing this, it's our fault, because we got scared and we didn't necessarily want to get picked on. We didn't want to look like we didn't fit the mold, and we didn't want to look like we didn't fit in, honestly. We wanted to fit in with everybody else. You want everybody to, also like you, so you're doing whatever trendy thing you can do. Like you hear everybody else listening to this and you're like, yeah, I'll listen to it too. And I love hip hop. I just hate defending it, honestly, especially now. Shit is not the same. Like Snoop was not joking when he's like, everybody sound the same. Doobie doobie doobie. Yep. Everybody kind of sound the same though. And honestly, like moving on just from, I'm not necessarily done talking about, as far as the music that we was listening to growing up and stuff like that. I'm not done with that. It's just the music that we have today now, it definitely differs now. There's a lot of big differences now that exist. It's like hip hop in general has changed tremendously. A lot of guys sound exactly the same, And I can't listen to negativity all the time. And then conscious rap is really good, but then sometimes conscious rap, can be a little bit too much too, because it's like, all right, I don't want to remember what we're going through. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to necessarily remember what we're going through all the time. That's why there's an even flow of having the bullshit, the conscious rap, have a mixture and stuff like that. But to slightly change the topic, one thing that I would definitely love when it comes to hip hop would be, we gotta get away from this new struggle rap. It really kills me. I'll emphasize on this for a little bit. There's a lot of guys that I listen to now, Lil Durk and his whole crew, and guys that are pretty much just in that realm. Like you start off with Lil Durk, and then everybody else falls in line. Like NBA YoungBoy, all of those guys. Like I call it struggle rap. If you listen to a lot of their music and you actually listen to what they're saying, first off, it really would be nice if they would all stop with the perks. It doesn't make any. I don't know where that shit came from. Why that's cool. I don't know anybody that's, saying that does perks that, that I've ever been like, yeah, man, that guy's cool. Like, I don't get it. Because the kids listen to this shit and they think it's cool. And when I say struggle rap, I'm not talking about perks. That's a whole nother thing with, you know, promoting the drugs. But struggle rap is what I've called these guys now, because when you hear their music, a lot of them tell you about their hard times that they had. They're like, we were struggling on hard times. And they got the melody in there. So they got that melodic shit that add to add to the songs. And it sounds good. But listen to what these guys are saying. All of them just gave up. Not one person thought to get a job. Not one. No one's talking about how, you know, they found a job, you know, somewhere so they could, you know, make a couple extra dollars or something like that. No, everybody talks about the same shit. They all selling weight. Everybody is selling dope. And it's like, yo, you know what? Honestly, I'm getting sick of it, because that's not the only thing that we can do. That's literally not. We are so much better. Like, we are so much powerful. We are so much better. We're better than this. And this new generation that does support that, they don't have no code. You know, that's why I don't care to hear a lot of these guys here running their mouth about, like, how they selling and doing this and that, because they don't have no code like they do back in the day. I'll tell you that shit right now. Back in the day, drug dealers had a lot of them had a code. So a lot of them actually took care of their communities. You know, they did what they had to do to help out and stuff. A lot of these, and then these kids now, they don't know nothing about that. And you don't need to, like, sell drugs no more. Like, there's so many opportunities for you to go out and hustle or find your hustle. You know what I mean? And it don't have to be illegal. Like, that's another thing. Like, hustling does not have to be illegal. It's just, sometimes I really get turned off by a lot of the music that's out hip hop wise, because some shit you really, like, once you get older, it kills me. Like, once you get older, you start seeing a lot of shit that your parents were telling you. Like, you really see it. Like, they're telling you, like, yo, the shit you listen to is stupid. And you're like, nah, man, this is my shit, man. It's great. And then you get older, and then you hear, like, you actually finally start listening. And you're like, damn, I don't fucking like none of this. Like, I'm not, what the fuck are y'all talking about? Like, some shit just sound cool. And then some other stuff, it's just like, wow, yo, this dude is wilding the fuck out on this record. This motherfucker is really talking some negative shit. And now we got a lot of these young guys that are getting killed before their careers even jump off. And I'm talking about guys that actually have gotten killed, like, not, you know, instantaneously died, like Juice. When Juice passed away, I think it was heart failure. But for everybody else, these guys out here, King Von, it's wild to me that they put out such negativity in their music, saying, yo, if you run up on me, I'm gonna pull that out, blah blah blah, that 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 that. It's just negativity, negativity, negativity. That's a lot of bad energy that you are pushing out into the world. And that energy is coming back tenfold. And every time it happens, nothing good comes out of it. And the struggle rap, it really just kills me when these guys start talking about, like, how they really was having some problems, you know, saying, you know, moms needed help. And the only thing everybody thinks of, you know, saying, is selling drugs. And they put it on these songs. Then they push this shit out, and you got kids listening to this. And I know it gets annoying when you hear, like, oh man, stop telling them to, stop making the music that they want to listen to, that they want to make. No, tell them to stop making this bullshit. Because honestly, when they're old, they're going to be like, yo, I don't know why I made that shit. I don't even do any of that shit no more. So if you're going to stop doing it eventually and grow up, do it now. And make more common sense. Make some actual fucking music and be a real artist. You know, don't call yourself an artist if you ain't really, you know, saying, if you don't really have an art form. You just out here talking some dumb shit. That's why I love that I listen to a lot of fucking music. My playlist is wild. You know, I'll be listening to, I'll be playing Paranoid and then switch right to Biggie or something like that. It don't even matter. Like Iron Maiden, I was working the other day and I was playing Iron Maiden the whole night and then just switched it up. You know what I'm saying? Listening, you know, Lil Durk, everybody else, but I can't just listen only just to hip hop anymore. Just can't do it. Like some guys, you know, they'll be doing their thing and I'm just like, yeah, you doing your thing, but I just can't. I can't fuck with it. It's over time. I really feel like that's gonna be an issue. But I'm liking that. You know, some guys out there got some common sense. Not a whole lot, but some guys they got some common sense and they're doing some good things. Honestly, shockingly, Lil Baby has really surprised me. Just what he's done, like off the mic wise, like he's really gotten himself, like, you know, involved community wise and stuff like that, and actually out there going to, you know, saying he was showing up to a lot of protests and rallies and stuff like that, and, you know, getting some airtime and doing some interviews and stuff like that. And it's like, all right, you know, he could be doing pretty much anything else at the strip club, you know. You know, just throwing away all his money, which I'm sure he's still doing, but like at the same time, at least, you know, at least he's doing something. You know, it's better than, it's a lot better than others. And it's actually surprising because out of all the artists, Lil Baby, yeah, it's weird to say Lil Baby is actually like out there doing some stuff, man. I guess that, like you got, Chance the Rapper and a whole list of other guys that actually got some good influences out there now. Like, I think the more big names like that in hip hop that like that are around doing some things, that'll kind of like shed some light to some people, that'll open their eyes, you know, and we can have some better music. Because it's definitely true that like the rules of attraction, man, if you put out negative energy, that is exactly what you're going to invite. That's all you're going to invite. That's all you're going to bring in. So I can't stress enough, if you are, you know what I'm saying, if you are a young black kid out there, man, just, you know, ain't nothing wrong with being cool. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with being smart and cool at the same time. Ain't nothing wrong with listening to rock. Ain't nothing wrong with listening to, you know, country, whatever is out there, whatever floats your boat, listen to it. Like, I can't stress that enough. Listen to that shit. Because I don't want anybody out there to go through that shit that I went through as a kid. Like, don't box yourself up music-wise and stuff like that. Because, I mean, it just attributes to a lot of other things. If you're willing to not listen to the music that you're 100% comfortable listening to, you know what I mean? That's only like a handful of things that you also are not willing to do as well. Then, if you're not going to listen to the music that you truly love to listen to because you're around other people, that only means the, you know, plethora of things that you're not doing when you're around other people. Are you truly being yourself when you're around these people? And then there's the question of, you know, necessarily, if I could go back and ask myself, do a lot of those people that I was around and stuff like that, would they even had cared? And you don't know until you, you know, like actually try. But I know for a fact, like when I was growing up, yeah, it definitely would have been an issue. Like, thank God cell phones necessarily weren't out. Let's see, when I was, cell phones didn't really like get really big until about 99, 2000. Had those flip phones started coming out a little bit. My dad had one. I think it was like 2000, 2001. It was like it's a flip phone he had from Verizon that he had from work. But like, if we had had cell phones now, like cell phones that we have now, if we had had those back then at that time that I was in elementary school, if I'd have been walking around my old neighborhood, you know, blasting some Some Red Hot Chili Peppers. Yeah, motherfuckers would have been like, what the fuck? What are you listening to? And I hate that. I hate that. When you're listening to something and somebody else is like, what the hell are you listening to? And you're not even listening to anything crazy. That just person over there is just boxed in music-wise. And they hear you like listening to something else that's like, I guess, to them out of, you know, out of your element. It bothers people sometimes. Or at least I feel like, you know, that's what I've noticed, that it bothers people. That other people are like really just enjoying themselves. Like, yeah, I'm listening to something that's different. Like, I listen to K-pop, and K-pop's weird for some people out there. Like, K-pop can get a little crazy. Everybody, I think, learned that this year with the pandemic and all the TikTok stuff that was going on and stuff like that. Because all the K-pop stans, man, they were highly involved during that election. They were highly involved. Yeah, we would have to have a separate conversation about that whole, about K-pop, man. That's a whole nother world. Hey guys, so once again, I want to say today's episode, we were kind of just, you know, really just having a conversation about just about music and a little, I guess, like a little me time here, just giving you guys a little story, just basically about just growing up being a black kid, listening to, you know, rock as a, you know, as a black kid. And it was rough. It was really kind of rough. And like I said earlier, it was my fault, you know, just because, you know, you got to get out of your comfort zone sometimes and not box yourself in. So if there's anything that I could really, like, you know, relate or just let other black kids out there know, it's just like, just don't box yourself, you know, music wise, just be yourself, enjoy whatever it is. Type of music that you love listening to, enjoy that shit. If it's country, enjoy it, play it. So what, someone, you know, pokes fun at you and makes fun of you? Like, that's the music that makes you happy, so listen to it. Don't listen to music just because someone else is listening to it. I hate that, and you'll end up hating it as well when you get older. When you get older and you realize, I only listen to this type of music just because someone else, or I only listen to this artist just because everybody else was doing it. Be original. Be yourself. Listen to whatever it is, again, that makes you happy. Like, don't allow yourself to miss out on amazing years of music. And then, one, you know, you finally get older and you're listening to the music you like, and you're like, wow, like, I didn't even know this band existed, or I missed out on this because I was only listening to this. Like, it can happen. And hopefully it doesn't for you guys. So until the next time we see each other, you guys take care. Spread this around, and we will be back. Thank you, guys.